Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Thanks again to Anthony Chang for stopping by. It's very playable. Just felt that way. I don't know. You know, we'll see. We'll see. Come around 1:30. I don't know.
He was good. He was good.
He was good. Let's get to our headlines here. Brought to us by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Last night, if you missed it, the Boston Celtics traded Drew Holiday to the Portland Trail Blazers for Anthony Simons and 2 second-round picks. So there's that. Sacramento Kings, they're reportedly looking to deal back into the first round for a pick and some talks that they're trying to flip Devin Carter, their first-round pick from last year, and Malik Monk, who did play at Kentucky with Bam Adebayo, was some Sacramento fodder that's not necessarily DeRozan-centric on the Heat. And there was some chatter that they liked Devin Carter last year. Be kind of into that.
Woo!
I'd be kind of into that.
This is where we're at, guys.
Why are they so willing don't to do him so quick?
That's where we're at.
I don't like you doing that, Marcos.
Woo!
Don't do that. That's not fair. Guys. He didn't. I mean, he was injured for the majority of last season with a shoulder thing, Leroy. But and then they had their whole kind of like hodgepodge of playing time with De'Aaron Fox, and then they had DeRozan, and then they traded for LaVine. So he was kind of squeezed out last year. He didn't get any real run.
And you could get him for nothing.
Right. Well, yeah, I think the thought would be, could you get him for like Duncan and Jaime? Like Jaime gets a fresh start. Their guy gets a fresh start. We'll see.
We give away 2 assets for this Carter I've never heard of?
2 assets? I mean, one guy doesn't play. What are you talking about?
Look, Jaime is fresh off of a TV run. No longer has bubble guts.
They're about as much of an asset as your used tire that you use in case of emergency.
Your Flanagan's commemorative jersey is maybe more of an asset right now.
Collectible. But, okay, Duncan Robinson, though, like, you know, that's a sharpshooter. You can always use a sharpshooter.
But we don't know where his situation is going to be. As we heard from Anthony, he's got a weird contract and figure out where things are with the Miami Heat, you know? So I don't know. Tyrese Haliburton, he came out with a long statement. That's a long statement, Tyrese. I don't think I'm going to read all of that. But, you know,
he had surgery today, right?
Yesterday, yeah.
When he was probably in the air before the game ended.
Yeesh. No, I think he was. I think he was still.
They
showed him in crutches. He was on crutches.
Right.
He says, I don't know how to explain it other than shock. Words can't express the pain of this letdown. The frustration is big word for me, Doug. Unfathomable.
Ooh, good job.
I've worked my whole life to get to this moment, and this is how it ends. Makes no sense. Now that I've gotten surgery, I wish I could count the number of times people were telling me to come back stronger. What a cliche. LOL. This bleep sucks. My foot feels like dead weight, fam. But what's hurting most is my mind. I feel like I'm rambling. But I know that this is something I'll look back on as I'm proud I fought. It feels good to let this out without y'all seeing the kid ugly cry. He says, honestly, right now, torn Achilles and all, I don't regret it. I do it again and again after that. I fight for this city, my brothers, and for a chance to do something special. Then he goes on with more stuff, but that's the gist of it. No regrets playing the game.
And again, we've had this conversation before. There are times in sports where the organization and the training staff and the doctors need to save the player from himself. You just do. Mm-hmm. And they never do it. And then they come back and say, there was nothing we could have did to keep him out of there. I said, yeah, you invested $200+ million in him. And granted, it's for an NBA championship. But now you're paying somebody $40-50 million to rehab next year.
JoJo says, Kings of the East sounds about right. Damn, I don't like that.
Game 7, Leroy, would you sit? It depends. Like, it depends on what, like, if I had a knee problem and I was playing in the Super Bowl and I couldn't run, or I could make it look like I could run, but I felt terrible. No, you're not helping the team. You're out there thinking about your injury. You know, and I think what hurt him was is that he made it through game 6. So everybody got that false sense of security.
I mean, UD thought they were blowing it up. He's like, did they oversell his injury? Because he looked so good.
He was moving around right.
Yeah.
Right. He said, Leroy doesn't want Tua to slide to safety. No, that's not what I said. What I said about Tua is if he is playing and it's 3rd and 1 at a crucial part of the game, and he scrambles, everybody would be pissed off if he didn't try to get that 1 yard. And for us to act like he wouldn't, right? It's crazy. You say that now.
I wouldn't be pissed.
Okay.
I don't want him to run.
This is one of those situations got to play out.
Sicrono says, the Heat are nowhere near the Kings in terms of organizational competency. Let's not say things we can't take back. I think that's fair. Nobody's more of a clown show than the Kings. But
okay, hold on. The Wizards, Charlotte. There's a couple other cloud shows.
I don't know, man.
At least if you're the Kings,
Philly,
the Kings. How can we? I understand what you're saying, but if you're the Kings, right? You had this 1 year where you were like the 3 seed to just make the playoffs in the NBA. Just make the playoffs, okay? And you traded the one guy you traded from your team recently. Just led a team to the finals. Like by the way, the one reason they kept him was because they had De'Aaron Fox, who's also not a king right now. They're pretty bad. And also, let's not forget, in a draft with Trey Young and Luka up top, they drafted Marvin Bagley.
That's all very bad.
That's
all very bad.
That's a bad, that's bad organization.
It's all very bad.
I apologize. The Heat are not there. It's not. They're not even close to that. And the Heat are a great. I think that's part of the reason why I vented the frustration. I know they're a great organization. I'm not the one who set the standard of there's winning in misery. That's Pat Riley. That's what he lives by. And I'm miserable. As is he. Ribbit.
We'll see tomorrow.
We will see tomorrow.
Because I know you're going to come in Thursday. Guns a-blazing. We back.
I will feel that no matter who we draft because I trust Adam Simon.
Especially if they draft somebody you actually know.
I know people.
Okay. Well, you didn't spend your Saturday night researching, so.
Rashear Fleming, wingspan, dude. 7'5" Ooh. Wingspan. Played at St. Joe's. Ooh. Sharpshooter.
Wingspan.
Wingspan, dude. 7'5"
guy?
Pretty much.
We need more three guys than D guys. Because I'm telling you, the scoring has been at times.
Cool. You're not kidding. You like a legacy player like Jace Richardson? Ooh. Jason Richardson's son? Not as bouncy or big as he is, though.
Right.
Mm. I like my guy.
He's Igor? I don't see him falling to the heat a lot, though, dude.
Yeah, but I like his name.
I really feel like you saw his name a couple segments ago. Yeah.
When you say Igor, I feel like I'm watching a cartoon.
Mm. Winnie the Pooh?
Dade South says, I thought Tobin said drafting Ware was a reach. That's not what I said.
Oh, that is what he said.
Not what I said.
You said what that.
No, that's not what I said.
They said he was rated a little bit lower than what they drafted him.
He was. I really couldn't explain it, but he was rated lower than expected. He was rated lower, but everybody. The only thing everybody said was because he has no motor. They said that he was. He was. He just didn't have drive. But as far as like talent, like dude, he popped last year. I was like, whoa, this but guy's a
he's
cool
a big.
Player.
Like all bigs have that kind of
you have to have a
view about themselves.
You got to have a mope scale for bigs,
right?
You know,
right? They all kind of lazily like do certain things, right? But his motor was okay. I mean, he was leading fast breaks. He was running up and down the court. Like, I don't think that was ever a problem when he got here.
No, I don't think it's a problem. I think that they would they want it up a tick? Sure. But I think that, again, like there's still a youth element to him.
A seven-footer. Who, like, there's not a whole bunch of seven-footers who are fleet of foot up and down the court. They might give you two or three of those fast break ones and you think, whoa, and that's it.
Well, I was very impressed. Like, even the times they stuck him out, like, on the wing on Tatum and things like that, I thought he handled himself pretty damn well. He's definitely got some athleticism to him. I think it's just like if they can crank up that like BAM intensity on him, you're talking a monster. Like
when they went about it, if they say, dude, let me explain something to you. You get the rebounds and you defend the rim. And if you can't do that, right, then all the other stuff is not possible. And I think sometimes he's shown where he'll block three shots in one, you know, possession and then give up four layups, right? So the inconsistency for whatever reason, and I think part of it is the way they play defense, there's a lot of movement, and sometimes he gets lost. So I don't know if that comes with time, but I don't think it's like an effort thing. I think it's just a heat defensive thing that he has to get acclimated to. Helping. A lot of times he gets stuck on this guy. They get backdoor, dunk. He's looking the other way, on the other side. So those are the things he needs to. But I never had a problem with his energy or his effort. It's more along the lines of effort looks poor. Motor looks poor. When you're not in the right spot.
Right.
And sometimes he got caught out of position. And so it looked that way when it had more to do with his grasping of what he needed to do in the defense and not his motor or his willingness to do things.
We'll take a break coming on up. I got to update something from yesterday's show because we got some more information. Back after this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everybody, Tobin and Leroy here with you. Happy Tuesday to everybody out there, and I appreciate you joining the program as we got a draft night tomorrow night for the Miami Heat. Panthers, they are champions of the hockey world. We now await word on who will be back, who won't be back. We'll hear a little bit from Aaron Ekblad. He addressed some of this stuff on his media exit session later on. But I want to get to this, okay? Because yesterday I was a fool, okay, and a bum.
I got.
And I just want to clear it up. I cleared it up yesterday. I thought I cleared it up because we were talking about Tyreek Hill. And then I was like, I threw out there this Kendall Lamb quote that I saw on Twitter. And 2 segments later, I was like, hey, I don't know if that quote was true. And it turns out it doesn't appear like it was. Because Kendall Lamb himself had to come to Instagram. Poor Kendall Lamb enjoying his summer thinking, who would want a quote from me? Just going about my business, living my life. And there was, for those who don't know, I don't want to like attribute because it was fake, but it was basically like, you know, I can see why the Eagles are the best environment, toxic, blah, which is, by the way, not something that we haven't heard from the Miami Dolphins. So with it being kind of a nondescript player, Kendall Lamb was a reserve lineman, spot started some games for the Dolphins because their line is always injured. And did a good job, by the way. The fact that somebody would make up a quote from him, I found very strange and didn't pick up on it right away. But I was wrong. I shouldn't have brought it to air. I know other people got by it. That's their responsibility. This is my responsibility, and I own it. I'm a bum.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you, J-Fig. Thank you. You know, like it's the people who take true accountability on Love Island that you respect, all right? Not the people who make excuses, mm-hmm. like you, Jeremiah. That's why your ass got sent home.
Now you're on board with that?
Yeah, I am. Now that I think about it, I'm like, you know what? I didn't like his act. And also, I think Austin has now found somebody. I do feel bad for Amaya, though. After watching Casa Amor, she should have been out really of there. There's no way. Hannah would have made Casa Amor. She would have made it. And I'm disappointed she's not there. Also, I got to tell you, Ariana, not a fan of wearing the pants. Just as an aside. It's been very noticeable.
I mean, it's a very hot island, so.
Apparently so. Anyway, Kendall Lamb made some Instagram posts. Let's hear from Kendall Lamb denying the viral quote that went around.
Keep getting sent this article, apparently, that someone has said that I've slammed Dolphins culture and all that stuff. One, I don't remember talking to anyone or any reporter sit there and comment on certain things as far as culture and everything else within the locker room. Three, I have no animosity or no ill will or bad intentions towards Miami or anybody down there whatsoever. I enjoyed my time in Miami, and it'll be near and dear to me forever. So when it comes to this article that I'm being sent, or this article that's been published, unless I just completely forgot doing this, I had to be misconstrued or taken out of context, because I have nothing but the utmost respect for everyone in Miami, and the people in Miami know that.
There you go. Kendall Lamb on his Instagram story.
Yep.
Driving somewhere.
I appreciate that he addressed it directly, though.
Agreed.
Like, he could.
Well, it was crazy. It. Like, look, again, I'm not making excuses for myself, but we were doing this yesterday. Like, but I see it all over YouTube, over Yahoo and Sports Illustrated and all these places. But the thing that was crazy is nobody could find it from ESPN, which is what it was attributed to. And that's a dangerous thing. I really, like, just as a genuine thing, like, I hate getting got. I am embarrassed by it, because I really try not to get got. That's why I got everybody on noties. That's a good way not to get got.
Pretty much.
But I did get got, and I apologize to Kendall Lamb.
It happens to the best of us.
Now, Dolphins, fake Kendall Lamb may have made some points, so I'm just going to tell you right now. Like, you still need to get the culture right, and I still want people to stop being late. But he did not make that point. So he also went on to say, this is a little bit more from him, saying that he would never say something like that.
And lastly, it's like, things like this really don't bother me. Anyone can come to me and ask me the truth, and I'll tell you every single time. Ask the people what I'm like in that building. I'm quiet as can be, typically. I just keep to myself. I don't say much to anyone. I just lock in, do what needs to be done, try to do it the right way, and then clock out. Truthfully, you could ask any one of my teammates, and they'll tell you that. So when it comes to culture and all that, bro, don't try to put me in the middle trying to spin things because of you guys feel something about Miami. I loved my time in Miami, truly. So please, like, I am not the one. Like, the fact that stuff like that's being sent to me blows my mind, because one, I would never even speak about Miami like that. Never. So yeah, good Monday though. You guys be blessed.
You be blessed too, Kendall.
I mean, I got to be honest with you. I ain't telling folks to be blessed that got me out there like that.
Wow.
I'm not.
Leroy's telling everybody to kick rocks if we attributed a fake quote to Leroy Horde.
Yeah. True. As much as I talk, you got to make up stuff.
Gonzalo says, I'd rather have fake Lamb than Eichenberg. Not even real Kendall Lamb. You'd rather have just fake Kendall Lamb.
I think people start throwing the word culture around. And if you ever notice, culture is always associated with winning.
Mm-hmm.
If you're winning, you have good culture. If you're losing, you don't. Case in point, do the Eagles have good culture? Because I know in the middle of the season, they were talking about how they were fighting. Then they won the Super Bowl.
He got distracted by Schmeath, and he says, I'd rather have an actual lamb out there than Liam Eichenberg. And then I just pictured a little lamb with shoulder pads on. Meh.
Wait, backing up so he can run? Yeah.
But not even like a full-blown ram. Like, it's a baby lamb.
No horns.
You could just see Jared Verse just like eating the lamb.
You know how I like to peruse the internet.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I was on Instagram, and they had things that kids do. And there was a kid with a motorcycle helmet, headbutting a ram, a little baby ram. And they were just backing up and then.
What? Is that how you got your visual?
Let him fight it out. Crazy. All right, we'll take a break here on the program. Mix things on up.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coming up next.
Pretty girls. Girls, 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 girls. I love pretty girls. Girls, 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 girls. I like pretty girls. Girls, 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 girls. I love pretty girls. Girls, 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 girls.
Ah, welcome back, everybody.
You don't gotta wait in line tonight. You too.
Well, looks like we got old JFig hobnobbing over there. Back with you here on a Tuesday. It is that time, ladies and gentlemen, to mix it on up, dude. What do we got today, Frog Boy? All righty then. Let us get started in the mix bag with a quick little update for you guys before I get into the audio. As we know, your Florida Panthers had an amazing celebration at 11 this past week.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody want to guess what the tab came out to?
Wow.
One of the restaurants?
Like 100K.
At 11, the club.
At 11, the club.
100K.
130,000.
I saw that they had one of those giant champagne bottles. Yes. How much did those cost?
Well, that champagne bottle specifically, if it was the Bel Air one that you're referring to, was a gift from Rick Ross. So that one, actually not on the tab.
Oh, on the house. Yeah, that's nice of Rick Ross. Good
actually,
for him.
You know what? Now that I'm bringing this up, you guys can keep this in mind while you're making your guesses. The entire tab was covered by 11.
Well, really? That's what I was thinking. I was thinking that the entire, because I thought that they're bringing in so much business. I figured that was a sponsored party.
Yeah. Well, essentially it was, but.
Like, how much advertising did 11 get just from the course. Panthers being there? Like, I feel like you can't even buy that. But if I had to guess.
Yes. A lot of
$120,000.
That's fair. That's fair. Anybody want to make any guesses before I reveal the answer?
I said 130.
100 to 150K.
Well, that's cute. I appreciate you guys.
Well, why don't you use a $50,000 window?
Okay, how about this?
How about $0 to $200,000?
I bet. I rescind mine. I rescind mine.
Yeah.
$1.
That's good. $500,000.
Wow!
Yeah.
Jeez.
That is right. Matthew Kachuk.
Half a million on the Cats?
Matthew Kachuk revealed on the Spittin' Chicklets podcast this week that $500,000 and 11 picked it up. And yeah, apparently Sam Bennett says, I'm sorry, Reinhardt says that he wasn't surprised, that they always take care of him over there, and that that video that you saw of Brad Marchand, who was leaving the club but then trying to go back in, and they had to prevent
him. Oh, my God. That was so funny.
I was like, no.
They say that he was trying to pay the bill, and they had to tell him that
That's what that video was? The video was Marchand thinking that he had to pay the bill?
I believe that was a joke. They said that Kachuk joked.
I was skeptical of that one.
Yeah, Kachuk joked that Brad was going back to pay the bill.
Brad, that right there, that is like your recruiting video. If you're talking about anybody snooping around Brad Marchand, you're just like, hey, remember this? Because that Alexander Barkov, who we all played the video of his Instagram, he was
slaughtered.
At 5 in the morning, if he has to be the voice of reason to tell Brad Marchand, hey, we gotta go home.
Yeah.
It's closed. We need to go to Denny's.
Yeah.
You have to end your day at Denny's.
Gotta get a grand slam. Wow. Yeah, I just wanted to drop that nugget on you before I started playing.
Love it.
Yeah.
Great nugget.
Now as we dig deeper into the mix bag, were you guys able to see a bit of jawing back and forth between Canelo Alvarez and Terrence Crawford?
No. I saw a little bit of this. I'm very confused because why they were on a podcast with together? Dana White. Yeah, I think it was put together by Turkey Ala Sheikh, and it was a podcast with Tom Brady, Shaq, Dana White with Canelo and Terrence Crawford would appear to be on top of the Empire State Building. I was very confused by all of it.
Do you think he has too much money? Maybe because he's literally playing action figures with real people.
Very clearly he doesn't, because he didn't give away his Times Square fight for free because he put up walls all over it. So he may have a lot of money, but apparently not to spread the wealth for all of Times Square.
Yeah. I don't know. This guy just seems like he's literally just like, you know, it'll be cool. And then just does it. So
pretty much. Because, Tom, what do you think about $300,000 to sit in a podcast with Terrence Crawford and Canelo?
Yeah. Easy peasy, dude.
He's probably thinking to himself, how much is that on my Fox deal? But what did they say?
This is them, some jawing back and forth between the two.
Give me wrong, okay? He's a good fighter, a great fighter. I always say before I see him calling me out and won the fight and everything. I see before. I say before, he's a great fighter. But if you look at his career, mention one elite fighter. Just mention me one elite fighter.
So Postal wasn't elite?
Who?
Victor Postal.
Who's that guy?
Oh, because so he wasn't commercialized. He wasn't a great. Ricky Burns wasn't elite. What?
A 40 years old champion in that moment beat Victor Postal in my gym. I saw that.
So Ricky Burns wasn't elite.
Ricky Burns doesn't elite. Okay. He's not elite.
It's cool. Well,
is there a champion?
I'm
going
to fight another elite.
There is a champion, good fighters, but elite fighters is different. Wait.
So I'm gonna fight an elite fighter in September.
Yeah. Okay. Then we're gonna find out.
We're gonna find out.
Don't get me wrong. You're a great fighter.
I know I'm great.
You're a great fighter. But you're going to find out. I hope your uncle Turkey Ala Sheikh pay you enough money, because it's going to be the last. That's
it
for
may
sure.
Be. It may be. Maybe.
I hope he pay you enough.
But you know, after fighters fight me, they ain't never the same. So I just hope your career continue.
If
afterwards.
You look at my career, never the same after me.
Wow. I got to tell you. Hey, Canelo Alvarez.
He's talking English.
Yeah.
Canelo learning English over the last 4 years has been a game changer for him. This dude is a great bleep talker.
Right? It's not even his native tongue, and he's out here. I'm like, Terrence Crawford, that was weak, dude. He's like, you've never fought anybody.
Why didn't Terrence Crawford just go Errol Spence? Like, why didn't he, Victor Postol? Like, I get it was a good win a few years ago. I feel like he wanted to impress him and be like, oh, like Errol Spence and Terrence Crawford was as hyped as any fight in the welterweight division in a long time, and he smoked Errol Spence. Now,
wasn't that when we were talking about we were sitting with the guys from Texas, I think?
Yes, and then they were Errol Spence guys, and I'm like, you boys in trouble. You're good. But and you could say, hey, Errol Spence hasn't been the same. Maybe the car accident messed up. Fine. He still was a unified welterweight champion. But I think Canelo gets you on your toe. I think you're a little taken aback. Be like, this guy talks a lot of bleep. Why is he so good at this?
It's good. That was great. That was great on his end.
I remember when he first busted out the English, he was against Demetrius Andrade, and Demetrius Andrade crashed his press conference, and he goes, payday, you want payday. I was like, what?
That was his beginning English.
But remember when he slapped the guy because he thought he was talking about his mom or something like that?
Yeah.
So
he called me a mother bleeper. Oh, man. I am looking forward to that fight. I cannot friggin' wait. That's good.
Yeah.
What else you got in the mixed bag?
Well, as we all know, we are getting the fallout from Kevin Durant choosing to go to the Rockets. So we have different sides of the opinion here. You want to hear someone who's going to make you feel a little bit better about this?
Yes.
Zach Lowe.
respectable basketball podcast extraordinaire.
He says he understands why the Heat did not go all in for Kevin Durant.
The Heat doing that is a very look in the mirror moment for Pat Riley. That was probably difficult because Pat Riley wants to go for it. And you know that the Heat could beat the offer that eventually got Kevin Durant. And I think calmer winds prevailed, or whatever the saying that I can't conjure right now. And just like, that team. Hero, Durant, Bam, and some like good backup spot starter guys and young guys too, whoever's young guys left over, is not going to be good enough. And part of the reason it's not going to be good enough is they, like all of us, watch these playoffs, the depth, the ferocity, the toll it takes on your body, and just ask themselves, like, can we depend on 38-year-old Kevin Durant surviving those playoffs healthy? And not just surviving them healthy, but doing so while playing 38 minutes a game of high-level basketball that this team, stripped of its depth, is going to need him to play. And they just said no. And I don't blame them for that decision at all.
My counter to this again, and it's not that I totally blame the Heat for not thinking Kevin Durant was the needle mover. I disagree, but that's fine. They cannot think that. That's their organization. This idea that their depth would have been stripped, not really. Like, it's you're not going to sit here and act like the Heat were going to be left with four pieces. One of the things they just weren't willing to part with was one of their bigs. And I'm sorry. Like, you know, if you're telling me that that's going to be the difference in, they wouldn't be able to get through the gauntlet of the East. There is no gauntlet. Three of the teams have players with torn Achilles. One of them is selling off pieces. Arguably going into next year, you have Cleveland, who, yes, smoked you, but they may be making moves as well. And if you have a Kevin Durant, does that change the balance of that series? I think it definitely helps. And then you're talking about who? The Knicks?
See, but here's where me and you differ. They offered as much as they were willing to part with to get Kevin Durant. Because maybe in the back of their mind, they go, yes, we would like Kevin Durant, but are we just a piece away? And if the answer is no, that means you can't mortgage your youth and your future for that one piece, even though it may be dynamic. That's going to what? Move you up to the 6 or 7 seed? It's not worth it. And so that's why the offer reflected not what they thought about Kevin Durant, but more of maybe what they thought about what their situation was. So I get it. The Rockets are in a different position. They're like, we were number two seed and we had no scoring.
Yeah, but I think the Rockets basically looked at it and were like, we got to beat what? Oh. And like, you know, like they were probably going to move on from Jalen Green no matter what. Like that was probably their goal for this offseason was to get off of Jalen Green.
Right.
I don't know. What else you got on this, Marcos?
Now, the other side of that argument, someone who has recently been in the good graces of Mr. Tobin is Markieff Morris.
Always love the Morris twins on television. I'm glad. More Morris twins for me on First Take, please.
Well, this is our boy Keith explaining how frustrated he is with the Heat.
Disappointing to me. I remember Wendy said earlier, you know, obviously he has to agree to go to Miami, and they were one of the teams, right? They tried to get him at the deadline, but for an underwhelming package, right? And no disrespect to the players that was involved that Phoenix wanted, but the package wasn't, like Miami has to give that up. Not only like they lost Jimmy Butler, but a chance to get a guy like Kevin Durant with the way the East is going to look in the next couple years, pairing him with a Bam Adebayo and a Tyler Harrell, and not really losing a lot of core pieces, right? You lose Jaime Jaquez, you lose Hayward Smith and Jokic. But what Miami does is they grow their players, so it don't really matter what they would have lost, right? Because they're a team that will get G League players and grow them. They're a team that will get that has homegrown players. So I'm really disappointed in Miami for not making this happen, especially like I said with the loss of Jimmy Butler. Like for that package, and again, no disrespect to those players, but for that package, they have to get this done.
Hey, I don't think I could have said it any better, Keith. I don't think I could have said it any better, dude.
I just wonder, big picture, where does that put you? And part of it is the Heat's their own doing, right?
But I think that's just such a poor way to go about it. Like, where does it put you? Like, I don't, like, you don't think it improves them? People think that you bring in Kevin Durant with Bam and Tyler and that's still going to put you as a fringe playoff team avoiding the play-in. Well, then, okay, then you need to, if you really truly think that, then I think that everybody's got to take a long look in the mirror like Zach Lowe said and say, okay, then what are Bam and Tyler? What are they? If you add an all-time scorer to them and you don't think that's good enough, a kid who is in two all-stars, one of them's already maxed out, one wants to be maxed out, and you don't think that those two pieces are going to be good enough to have a third added to them. Okay, well, the long look in the mirror has to be looked at the entire roster then and figure out, well, where are we going? Because if you're going to sit here and be like, well, you know, because here's the thing, you're going to do the same thing next year, and you're going to say, let's just say theoretically, the Heat wanted in the game for Luka, and just be like, well, we're going to have to, you know, you're going to have to trade even more and your team would be even thinner with right. those guys. So yeah, I don't know what's going to change,
but you did.
And they're going to make even more money.
But the thing that you get in return is you get a guy, you know, that you can build around for 5 years.
Yeah, maybe. But like, you're also going to be dealt with like what's around him. And this is the one where you probably could have added somebody who, yeah, you're going to have to win with more urgency, even though the windows are getting smaller in the NBA anyway. And like, you're still going to have pieces around him to succeed. So, but I get it. It is what it is. My argument lost. So what does it matter? I'm just a man floating out here. I'm going to look forward to the 20.
Your argument, but here's the deal. I don't necessarily believe your argument lost. I just think that you're going into this thinking Kevin Durant and not thinking all of the other stuff. And they're getting paid to think about all the other stuff.
Yeah, but it always feels like they're squirreling away for something and there's never going to be a payoff for it. Like
say, oh, we're waiting until this year, we're waiting until this year, or that's too rich for our blood, or whatever, when you see all these other teams making big porn hacks, I would say this, that when you look at a team like OKC, when you look at a team like Houston, when you look at a team like San Antonio, they're in a different place.
Agreed.
And so adding Kevin Durant to those rosters would probably signify something different than it would by adding KD to this roster.
But you're also, but here's the thing, you're also in a much bigger gauntlet of a conference. So being the two seed in the West means a lot less than it does in the East. Like,
because,
if you can,
because the sixth seed in the West could win the championship.
Well, I mean, we just saw the five seed made finals and took it to game seven.
Right.
You got to get in the dance.
Right.
So here.
And here's the question that I have, and here's where you have to be honest about it.
Mm-hmm.
If I add KD, give up Jovic and, you know, Jaime and, you know, whoever you're going to trade, right? But evidently a
Jovic. I kept Khalil, I kept Davion.
Right. Where does that put the Heat in the East? Honestly, like, not I where think, you think.
I think, honestly, I definitely think that team could be top four. I definitely think they can.
But and
with the injury situations we're facing right now.
To your point, here's what I would say that supports that. I would say that if they were healthy and Jimmy had played the whole damn year, they could have been a fourth seed anyway. So we kind of have to look at that team as that and not necessarily what they ended up. So I'll give you that. That being said, you know how the Heat feel about old players.
I know. That is something they haven't ventured off. That is fair.
And that's from the beginning of Fat Riley. That's not just now.
Totally fair.
That's not a new thing.
Not a new thing. We'll take a break here on the program. Final hour coming on up. We'll hear a little bit from Aaron Ekblad, who talked about his contract situation. Back after this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.